The Supreme Court has ruled that an adoptive mother cannot be denied her visitation rights after her same-sex relationship has ended. The court unanimously reversed a ruling by the Alabama Supreme Court. Joining us here in the studio to discuss the case is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totberg. Hey, Nina.
Hi.
Set up the facts in this case for us to start.
Well, the two women here were together for 16 years, and they had three children conceived by reproductive technology, an older daughter, now 13, and boy and girl twins, now 11. We don't know the actual names of the parents. They're identified in court documents only by the initials VL and EL. EL was the biological mother, and VL subsequently adopted the children with her partner's explicit consent. The adoption was in Georgia, where both women appeared at a court hearing and were declared the children's legal parents. 5 years ago, however, the parents, now living in Alabama, split, and the biological mother denied her former partner access to the children. The Alabama courts initially ordered a degree of shared custody based on the Georgia adoption, but the Alabama Supreme Court overturned the lower court orders, saying that the Georgia court had misread its own state law. The adoptive mother then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and today the justices sided with her, and there was no dissent.
So as a legal matter, it seems a little bit extraordinary that the Alabama Supreme Court would decide what Georgia law was.
You got it. That's pretty much what the Supreme Court said. The justices, to put this in legalese, constitutional legalese, they pointed to the Constitution and said that it provides that each state shall give full faith and credit to the judicial proceedings of every other state. As the justices put it, that means that a state may not disregard the judgment of a sister state because it disagrees with the reasoning underlying that judgment. Indeed, the justices said that, to the contrary, as long as the Georgia court had jurisdiction to grant the adoption, the Alabama court had virtually no license to reach a different conclusion.
Now, obviously, the mothers in this case were not giving interviews if we don't even know their names. Beyond their initials, were there any statements or anything like that from them today?
Yes, VL, the adoptive parent, issued a statement saying, "I've been my children's mother in every way for their whole lives. When the Alabama court said my adoption was invalid and I wasn't their mother, I didn't think I could go on. The U.S. Supreme Court has done what's right for my family."
Is this part of a larger saga involving the Alabama Supreme Court and the whole broader issue of gay rights, same-sex marriage, and so on?
Yes, it's a tug of war. The Alabama Supreme Court is losing. There's this action today, and you may recall that last year, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore ordered the probate judges in Alabama not to grant marriage licenses to gay couples after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled bans on same-sex marriage unconstitutional. But on Friday, the Alabama Supreme Court basically admitted defeat and ordered all officials who issue marriage licenses to extend that service to same-sex couples. So far, the score is federal courts 2, Alabama Supreme Court 0.
It's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Thanks, as always, Nina.
Thank you, Ari.